Update. On April 24, Spiritwood RCMP located and arrested Nathaniel Sakabo on Wichuchkin Lake First Nation. Nathaniel Sakabo is scheduled to appear in court in North Battleford on April 25. Saskatchewan RCMP's Warrant Enforcement Suppression Team assisted in this arrest. Original story. Spiritwood RCMP is asking the public to report sightings and information on the whereabouts of Nathaniel Dylan Sakabo, who has skipped bail on a manslaughter charge. Sakabo, 33, from Edmonton, Alta, was arrested last year in the death of 38-year-old Teddy Whitehead at a home on Wichuchkin Lake First Nation. Spiritwood RCMP say that on April 19 Sakabo was released on bail on conditions, including GPS electronic monitoring and a 24-hour curfew. Days later, on April 23, officers received a report that Nathaniel Sakabo had tampered with the electronic monitoring device. A warrant has been issued for his arrest for breaching court-ordered conditions, and Spiritwood RCMP is actively working to locate and arrest him. Sakabo is 5'7" and about 220 pounds. He has brown eyes and black hair. Sakabo is known to travel to Pelican Lake First Nation and Wichuchkin Lake First Nation, but his current whereabouts are unknown. If you see Sakabo, do not approach him. Report sightings or information to your local police jurisdiction. Dial 310-RCMP to reach your local RCMP detachment. Information can also be submitted anonymously by contacting Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or www.saskcrimestoppers.com. Sakabo's co-accused also out on bail. Sakabo and Chase Robert James Cardinal from Vilna, Alta, were charged in Whitehead's death. On July 15, 2023, at about 5:41 p.m., Spiritwood RCMP and local EMS responded to a report of an assault of a 38-year-old man at a home on Wichuchkin Lake First Nation. Whitehead was declared deceased at the scene. Cardinal is scheduled back in North Battleford Provincial Court for a preliminary hearing in November. He isn't in custody and was also released on bail. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourtSK today.